becoming wholesome and complete. To truly be wholesome and complete as a being is to transcend the divisions and limitations imposed by the mind and ego. It is a state of being where one is no longer swayed by the dualities of good and evil, light and dark, or any other polarities that create separation and imbalance. When you are whole and complete, you live in a state of oneness and unity with all of existence. You see the divine essence in everything and everyone, and you are guided by a sense of love and compassion that comes from a deep understanding of the interconnectedness of all things. To achieve this state of being, one must go beyond the surface level of moral teachings and practices. While these can certainly help to create a sense of order and structure in our lives, they are ultimately just external expressions of an internal state. True realization comes from within, and it is only through deep spiritual practice and contemplation that we can begin to tap into this higher state of consciousness. As we begin to see the truth of creation and our place within it, we begin to cultivate the virtues and values that are the natural byproducts of this realization. Love, kindness, generosity, and compassion begin to flower and blossom within us, and we are able to act in accordance with these qualities effortlessly and without hesitation. When you are truly whole and complete, you act without bias or preference, guided by an inner knowing of what is right. This intuitive sense arises naturally within you, unburdened by the struggle of decision-making. Mere adherence to moral teachings and practices may create an appearance of wholesomeness, but beneath the surface, one may still harbor negative emotions and darkness. Unless morality is integrated at a deeper level, it remains a superficial and one-dimensional affair, masking the true inner state of an individual. The pursuit of genuine wholeness requires a transformative journey that goes beyond external appearances and delves deep into the core of one's being. The teachings and practice of morality may make someone appear wholesome on the surface, but inner ugliness, hatred, and darkness can continue to exist. If morality is only practiced at an intellectual level, it will be imbalanced, with a clean exterior but a dirty interior.